A controversial exhibition has landed in Sydney. Imagine Exhibitions, Real Bodies, features the largest collection of dead bodies and human specimens to be viewed in Australia. The bodies are preserved and displayed for the public to be entertained and educated. But a group of lawyers, academics, and human rights campaigners have called on the federal government to shut it down.
If I said to you, well, you know, somebody found this body on your street, we don't know who it is, picked it up, we plastinated it, it's going to be on show next week, and, you know, Fox Studios wants you to go see it. Yeah, you'd be outraged because this is a fellow Australian citizen, you know, that isn't being treated appropriately. And I think we need that same level of outrage no matter where we see human rights, you know, abuses occurring.
This is Professor Maria Fiatarone Singh from the University of Sydney. She is a member of the International Coalition to End Transplant Abuse in China. I asked Maria, where did these bodies come from? The exhibition Real Bodies is billed as featuring the largest collection of dead bodies and human specimens to ever be viewed in Australia. But where did these bodies come from?
Well, it's clear where they came from because the owner of the Imagine exhibit has actually stated that they were created between 2000 and 2004 in Dalian province in China. And that area of China, the plastination factory where these bodies came from, was basically the center of the Falun Gong persecution that was going on during those years. So most of the specimens are young, healthy men in this and other similar exhibits around the world.
But this exhibition is claiming that these bodies were ethically obtained and these were unclaimed bodies?
Right. Well, it's actually not possible because there is a law in China that states that a body can not be used for any purposes unless it's been unclaimed for 30 days. So in other words, if a dead body is found lying on the street, the police can take it, put it in a morgue, but they have to actually keep it there for 30 days before to make sure that no one claims it. The plastination process, which was invented by a German physician, Günther von Hagen, it involves replacing basically all of the body water, which is about 75-80% of your body is water, with plastic polymers and silicone to preserve the body. But that, because it has to take place within 24 to 48 hours after death, there isn't any way that unclaimed bodies could be the source of these exhibits. And it would be, you know, illegal to take a body that you found and immediately plastinate it, because if you didn't know where it was from. And so there actually isn't any possibility that that's the truth. So the Tom Zoller, who's the head of the Imagine exhibits, has never been able to provide any documentation that voluntary consent was given.
You mentioned that a lot of these bodies on display were from young males, and that tends to align and point to the fact that they were executed prisoners. Is that correct?
Yes, that would be correct. They weren't older people who died of some chronic disease. They're, you know, kind of young, healthy specimens, which are then displayed in a way to exhibit, you know, athletic prowess. Or there are ones playing basketball. There are ones, you know, hitting a cricket bat. There is an example of a man and a woman engaged in what looks like sexual intercourse. I mean, it's grotesque. No one has ever tried to say that they're not from China. The exhibitors have admitted that they are Chinese, but, you know, have tried to say that the source of them is basically unclaimed bodies, which just, you know, can't possibly be true.
So is this a breach of international human rights law?
Well, I mean, I think it becomes, trafficking of body parts and organs. I think the problem is that although there is an Australian law that prohibits use of people's bodies after their death without their consent. So, if these were Australians, you know, who were unclaimed homeless people on the streets of Sydney, for example, you couldn't display them, and said they would be against New South Wales law. However, there are laws that prohibit organ and human trafficking across international borders. In that context, it's pretty astonishing that the immigration, you know, department and the New South Wales Health Department allowed these specimens to come in without any evidentiary proof at all as to the origins of these bodies. So they simply believed the exhibitors that they were properly obtained, but they didn't actually demand to see any consent forms or anything to prove that. And yet they allowed them in across Australian borders. So that, you know, seems to be a breach of the Human Tissue Act and laws that are currently in existence in Australia, which is why we wrote this open letter to the Prime Minister and the ministers, because it does seem to be outrageously in breach of that law, in fact.
Is it problematic for Sydneysiders to go and be entertained or educated by exhibitions like Real Bodies while we're so completely removed from the circumstances in China that brought them here?
Yeah. Well, it's completely outrageous. So I think it is, it's completely morally, you know, abhorrent that people would actually be going to see, you know, these human beings who've been preserved now and probably killed against their will, probably for non, you know, crimes, essentially crimes of conscience, if you will, and for, you know, purposes of entertainment. And the exhibitors try and say that it's something to do with education and that people, some people who have gone to the exhibit have gone on to become doctors, and isn't this fabulous? But, you know, in reality, this is not about teaching anatomy and science to people. This is entertainment. I mean, these are grotesque displays that you wouldn't ordinarily see. You know, you wouldn't have any way to see this in real life without this exhibit. And so there is this curiosity factor that I think brings people in. And I think people need to be a little bit more educated. And I also think that it legally, you know, it's completely, it's very hard to understand how the New South Wales Health Department could have signed off on these permits.
Maria Singh there, ending that report. You are listening to Razor's Edge, Sydney's local and independent current affairs on 2SER 107.3. I am Miles Herbert.